Brother, you're most welcome to ask any question. I don't feel hurt at all. I know you're not contradicting. Even if you contradict, no problem, brother. It's my job. I'm a dai. It's my profession. You can criticize me. You can criticize the Quran. I'm young, but I can take it, alhamdulillah. No problem, brother. I don't get agitated. You can ask any questions. No problem, brother. The question, he said that, when I said in my talk, that you cannot kill for pleasure of hunting, I said. For pleasure? Hunting. You cannot kill any animal just without any purpose. Or pleasure of hunting. Here, we don't eat non-veg only for taste. We eat for our sustenance. So if you say we can't eat animals, we can't eat plants also, what will we eat? How will we survive? How will we survive? So,
clarify. I'm not asking if I'm eating it for necessity. Suppose I think, okay, this animal food is going to be tasty. I want to kill it for my personal pleasure alone. Not I'm feeling of hunger or nothing. Is it also a sin?
If it's for eating tasty food also no problem. You have to eat. If you don't eat, you can't survive. If you don't eat, you can't survive. So Almighty God, as mentioned in Manusmriti, chapter number 5, verse number 30, some animals have been created to eat, some to be eaten.
Don't mention of Manusmriti, I have not read it.
No, but I have read it.
I'm not interested in knowing about that.
I'm just asking your point of view. Is it wrong
to kill an animal?
Is it wrong to kill an animal on the basis of just merely taste pleasure?
It is not wrong at all to kill an animal even if you want to have tasty, as long as it is for food.
Okay, thank you.
Why? Because Quran gives permission in Surah Maida, chapter 5, verse number 1. Manusmriti gives, you do not want to know, but I want to tell people that I believe in this part of Manusmriti. Other part I may not believe. But this part of Manusmriti I believe, chapter 5, verse 30, that Almighty God created some animals to eat, some to be eaten. So if you eat the animals which have been created to be eaten, you're not doing a sin. Similarly, Quran also says certain animals have been created to be eaten. But if you eat the other animals which have not been created for eating, then it's a sin. So those cattle, like sheep, etc., which are permitted in the Quran, that if you eat for food, even if it's tasty food, no problem. Some people want to have vegetable, tasty vegetable. Some people like brinjal. Some people like ladyfinger. So no problem. If I agree with you that nothing should be eaten, then you will have to kill either the plant or the animal. So while eating, if you're eating good things, as long as you're not wasting. If you waste food, it is wrong. If you waste food, it is wrong. So if you kill for eating, for sustenance, even if it's tasty, no problem, it's permitted. It's mentioned in the Quran, Surah Maida, chapter 5, verse number 1, Surah Nahl, chapter 16, verse number 5, as well as Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, verse 21. Hope that answers the question.